today, as I've already said, we come to the whole question of levels of awareness. In other words, we come, as we've already heard, to right mindfulness, which is the penultimate, the last but one stage of the path. Now, the connection of this stage, the connection of this right mindfulness with the previous stage, the stage of perfect effort, of the conscious evolution of man, should not be difficult to see. We've already said that the higher evolution is distinguished from the lower by the fact that it is an aware process. It takes place in and through awareness. And it follows, therefore, that progress in the higher evolution is at the same time a progress in awareness. And progress, of course, as we know, is measured by the achievement of successively higher levels. And this, therefore, in turn, introduces the whole idea of levels of awareness. These levels of awareness, it is, which are the subject matter of this seventh stage of the path, that is to say, right mindfulness. And it's into these that we have to go, it's these which we have to investigate if we want to know what right mindfulness or perfect awareness really connotes, really conveys. Now, first of all, what is right mindfulness literally? What do the words themselves actually mean? What are the words in the original language or languages? In Sanskrit, one says, samyak smriti, which is equivalent to the Pali, sama sati. Smriti or sati is usually translated as mindfulness. Sometimes it's translated as awareness. But the literal meaning of both words, the literal meaning of smriti, as also of sati, is simply memory or recollection. And the word has, as one can well imagine, several shades of meaning, and these are not always very easy to disentangle. So I propose this evening to approach the whole question of the meaning, the connotation of this word mindfulness or smriti or sati rather indirectly. And I'm going to do this by taking an example, not of mindfulness, not to begin with, but of unmindfulness from daily life. Then I propose to analyze this example, try to see what unmindfulness is, because we're more familiar with unmindfulness than with mindfulness, and then from unmindfulness try to arrive at some conception in turn of mindfulness.